That was No Scrubs by TLC right here on 104.3 Jan's The Ed Lover Morning Show. Jen?
Yes, sir.
We have to say goodbye to Toys R Us properly. We are gathered here today to commemorate the life and legacy of one of the most iconic figures.
Preach, preach.
In the history of parenting. I'm talking Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Amen.
As well as the whole entire Toys R Us family.
Yes.
Now, after 50 years in the business and billions of dollars in debt,
50 years!
Toys R Us will close all 735 of their stores.
Oh, those are so
many. And I'm talking Babies R Us too. But no store will ever replace the feeling of colorful joy.
Ever.
Color.
Holiday chill.
Hallelujah.
And the smell of plastic. The way Toys R Us did.
Oh, please.
For decades and decades, Toys R Us, you brought us smiles and laughter to children of all ages. Even though our kids will have complete meltdowns on your stove.
Hallelujah.
Because they always wanted every single damn thing in there. From Legos, Beanie Babies,
yes.
Tamagotchis, Barbies, Pilot Pockets, Lincoln Laws, Erector Sex, and the almighty G.I.
Yes.
Joe. To the penny machines up front where we distracted our children with a ride as our mama and daddies budgeted how much they really wanted to spend. Toys R Us, you may not be what's in the present, but your presence will always be felt.
Yes.
When we look at the past receipts in the old shoebox, and of course, your presence will be felt in our hearts.
Absolutely.
Long live Jeffrey the Giraffe.
R.I.P. Jeffrey.
Long live Toys R Us. I guess, in closing, I would say, we grew up because we are no longer Toys R Us kids. Can the church say amen?
Ooh, amen.
Oh, we love you, Toys R Us. We love you. And rest in eternal peace at that big old toy shop in heaven. Santa Claus and the rest of us are going to miss you.
You're breaking my heart talking about Toys R Us. I was a truck driver for Toys R Us. I drove out of Joliet, and first of all, the people there were awesome. The company was awesome. And to see the smile on kids' faces when I would drive this big semi by with Jeffrey on it and kids waving. And even my in-laws and my parents that talk about standing outside in the freezing cold just to buy toys. And it's just, it was a great place to work, great people, and I'm sad to see it go.
Same
here. Really hurts. It does. It was a great place, but to see the smile on the kids' faces,
that's
I want me
everything.
To blow the horn in my truck. No, it's just that's what it was. Seeing kids happy.